Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome back, folks. It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, Senator Katie Britt's birthday. Also, it's Groundhog Day, or as they call it in Cherokee County, Groundhog Season. You know, when you reach a certain age, every birthday feels like Groundhog's Day, or so I've heard the old folks say. Let's talk about the opposition to early inmate release, the birthday senator's committee assignments, and finances for the University of Alabama Athletics Department. My name's Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. At least one member of the Alabama State Legislature wants to tap the brakes on the early release of inmates that started this week based on a law that passed in 2015 and was expanded in 2021, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. State Senator Chris Elliott, a Mobile Republican, has pre-filed a bill that would block further releases until the year 2030. Now, this wouldn't even be considered by the legislature until March, and it's worth noting that Elliott voted against the early release expansion in 2021, while many of his fellow Republican colleagues voted in favor of it, and that it was also backed by Governor Kay Ivey. So all that means that the effort has its work cut out for it. But it does reflect some of the conflicting positions people are taking as hundreds of inmates have begun leaving state prisons before their full sentences have been served. Proponents of the program point toward potential benefits of being able to monitor, meet with, and even drug test inmates for a period of time as they reacclimate to life on the outside. Elliott and other opponents are concerned about public safety as the inmates, many who were convicted of violent crimes such as murder, are freed. For most of the nearly 400 who were slated to be freed as the law becomes active, their sentences were already scheduled to end in the next few months to a year. U.S. Senator Katie Britt of Alabama is following her predecessor and former boss onto her committee assignments, reports AL.com's Sarah Swetlick. Britt's office announced Wednesday that, like former Senator Richard Shelby, she'll serve on the Appropriations Committee, the Rules and Administration Committee, and the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee. Shelby, of course, late in his long career, spent time as chair of appropriations, making him one of the most powerful members of Congress. Appropriations allocates funding to agencies, departments, and organizations. Said Senator Britt, quote, "There is no doubt that Alabama having a seat on the Appropriations Committee is critical for our state, and I'm pleased that we'll continue to be directly represented in this important process moving forward." The University of Alabama Athletics Department quickly shed its case of the pandemic blues, financially speaking, reports AL.com's Michael Casagrande. Alabama has filed its financial report to the NCAA for the 2022 fiscal year, which ended in June and represented the first full year of post-pandemic restrictions in full-capacity stadiums. The athletics department reported a record $214.4 million in revenue during fiscal year 2022. Finances aren't available for many schools to compare it to, but it would have ranked third nationally back in the last pre-COVID year. So it was a gross $214 million and a profit of $18.5 million, which a spokesperson said is earmarked to finance existing debt for construction projects that have already been completed. Now, that was coming off of fiscal year 2021, in which Alabama would have ended $13.5 million in the red, if not for the $23 million that each school got from the SEC. That pandemic bump, of course, went away in 22. Now, helping the bottom line were ticket revenue, of course, a big jump in contributions, and a small increase in media rights money. Thank y'all so much for listening. We will be back here again tomorrow. Until then, come on by and see us on the internet anytime you want to at AL.com.